Jeremiah 43. Let's just remember the context. The remnant who are left in Judah after the Babylonian invasion, they are frightened of the Babylonians. Whereas Jeremiah has been saying, no, God says, submit to the Babylonians and recognize you've sinned and that your domination by them is absolutely correct. And this is a judgment that you deserve. And if you do that, all will be well with you. But of course, they didn't want to do that. And started off okay, started off, they had huge harvests. God gave them bumper harvests to show that, yep, if you stay in the land, this is good, this is right, submit beneath the Babylonians, all will be good. But then they get fearful of the Babylonians because Ishmael kills Gedaliah, whom the Babylonians had made the governor of Judah, and they want to flee to Egypt. And they make their mind up to do that. They come to Jeremiah in chapter 42 and say, well, could you just ask for God's word about this? And God's word comes very clearly, do not go down into Egypt. And they had said, oh, we'll do whatever God says. No, the word is, don't go down. And of course, they're very angry and decide they're going to go anyway. When Jeremiah had made an end of speaking to all the people, all the words of Yahweh, even all these words, then spoke Azariah and Johanan and all the proud men, you speak falsely. Yahweh our God has not sent you to say, you shall not go into Egypt to live there. But Barak is setting you on against us to deliver us into the hand of the Chaldeans, that they may put us to death and carry us away captive to Babylon. So Johanan and all the captains of the forces, that's the remnant of the Jewish army, and all the people didn't obey the voice of Yahweh to dwell in the land of Judah. This is typical of what happens when people don't want to believe and accept God's word because it isn't convenient for them. They say, oh, well, that's not inspired, or that was just made up by man. Well, if you accept the whole Bible as inspired, which we should, for all scripture is given by inspiration of God, then we have to accept what God is saying to us, whether it fits our gut reaction or whether it fits what we would like to be true or not. And this is where belief that the Bible is inspired makes us humble, because we have no choice then but to accept what God is saying, rather than saying, oh, yeah, I like this bit, I like that bit, I tick this, I tick that, oh, but this says that I shouldn't be doing this or I shouldn't be like I am. Oh, no, I don't like that. Oh, no, that was just the word of man. And this was the same attitude that these people had here. They were not humble, and it says they were the proud men. So they take all their people, they gather up, and they go down to Egypt. And Jeremiah the prophet goes with them. They came into the land of Egypt, for they did not obey the voice of Yahweh, and they came to Tarpanese. But Jeremiah goes with them. You remember, a few chapters ago, we read how the Babylonians were very pleased with him because he prophesied about the need to submit to Babylon and not fight them. And they'd offered him a really nice retirement in Babylon. They'd offered him whatever he wanted. And he had chosen instead to stay with God's people. And God's people were so weak. So it just shows the heart that he had that bled for people. Then came the word of Yahweh to Jeremiah in Tarpanese, this is down in Egypt, saying, take great stones in your hand and hide them in mortar in the brickwork, which is at the entry of Pharaoh's house in Tarpanese, in the sight of the men of Judah, and tell them, thus says Yahweh, I will send and take Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will set his throne on these stones that I have hidden. Well, this wasn't, of course, what their hosts in Egypt wanted to hear. So Jeremiah really has a really unpleasant message for everybody, really. And he goes on, Nebuchadnezzar will come and will strike the land of Egypt. Such as for death shall be put to death, such as are for captivity to captivity. I will kindle a fire in the houses of the gods of Egypt, and he shall burn them and carry them away captive. He shall array himself with the land of Egypt as a shepherd puts on his garment. He shall also break the pillars of Beth Shemesh that is in the land of Egypt, and the houses of the gods of Egypt he will burn with fire. Well, there they were, all these Jews just arrived in Egypt, and of course very grateful the Egyptians were allowing them to come and live there. And now Jeremiah comes out with this prophecy that, no, Babylon's going to come down here and smash the place up and destroy all your gods, and your kings, your pharaoh's going to lose power, and Babylon's palace is going to be built in the place where your palace is, the king of Egypt. So, very often the message that we have is not what people want to hear. People like to be confirmed in what they already, from their own gut reaction, wish to be true. But God is very often not in line with what people naturally wish to be true. And when we speak God's word, it is most difficult at times to say what we know people don't agree with and what they don't wish to believe is true. And there's Jeremiah, as I say, just spare a thought for him. He could have had a great retirement in Babylon, and even if he'd stayed in the land of Judah, he'd been told, go and live where you want. We'll give you whatever you want. We want to reward you. But instead, he chooses to go with these very spiritually weak people. And according to Jewish tradition, they actually kill him down there in Egypt. And he dies anyway down there in Egypt in obscurity. And he had a really hard life. He really did. But because he chose to witness to people and to give his life to that witness.